This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With less than a week until Election Day, President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are making their last pitches to voters. The president has been holding rallies all day in Arizona. He told one crowd of supporters that a vote for Donald Trump will mean a vote for a revived U.S. economy.
A vote for me is a vote for massive middle-class tax cuts, regulation cuts, fair trade, strong borders, and American energy independence.
Biden voted and then received a briefing in Wilmington, Delaware, on the pandemic from several health experts. At a news conference, the Democratic presidential nominee said he won't avoid reality and the hard work that will be needed to end the viral pandemic.
I'm not running on the false promise of being able to end this pandemic by flipping a switch. But what I can promise you is this. We will start on day one doing the right things.
So far, more than 74 million Americans have cast their ballots early. That's more than 54% of the total number of people who voted in 2016. The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. Lawmakers of both parties are assessing the company's tremendous power to disseminate speech and ideas and are looking to challenge their long-enjoyed bedrock legal protections for online speech. Stocks plummeted on Wall Street as surging coronavirus cases in the United States and Europe threatened more business shutdowns and the lagging economy. Investors are afraid that even if restrictive lockdowns don't return, the worsening pandemic could scare away customers and sap business profits. This is VOA News. France and Germany both announced new measures Wednesday to combat rising cases of the coronavirus, with French President Emmanuel Macron announcing a new nationwide lockdown beginning this week. In a speech to the nation, Macron said the new measures, which start Friday and last until December 1st, will mean people will have to stay in their homes except to buy essential goods, seek medical attention, or to exercise for 1 hour daily. Restaurants, cafes, and shops not selling essential goods will have to close for at least the next 2 weeks. Earlier, German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced new restrictions to fight a resurgence of infections. Effective November 2nd, private gatherings will be limited to 10 people from a maximum of two households. Restaurants, bars, theaters, cinemas, pools, and gyms will be shut, and concerts will be canceled. The moves come as both nations are battling an increase in the number of coronavirus infections. The World Health Organization says countries globally reported more than 2 million confirmed coronavirus cases last week. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The alarming weekly figure is the shortest time ever for such an exponential increase since the pandemic began. The UN Health Agency says deaths were also on the rise in Europe, with about a 35% spike since the previous week. The agency also notes that hospitalizations and intensive care unit occupancy due to COVID-19 has increased in 21 countries, estimating about 18% of patients were hospitalized, with about 7% needing ICU support or breathing machines. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Eight people have been charged with conspiring to work on China's behalf in a plot involving threatening letters and the use of night vision goggles to surveil and coerce a Chinese family to return to their home country to face charges. Assistant Attorney General John Demers says that all eight defendants in the case are charged with conspiring to act as illegal agents for a foreign government.
The five defendants the FBI arrested this morning on these charges of illegally doing the bidding of the Chinese government now face the prospect of prison. For those charged in China and others engaged in this type of conduct, our message is clear. Stay out.
The alleged plot was known as Operation Fox Hunt and Operation Skynet, and court records show it took place between 2016 and 2019. Its goal was to target Chinese nationals living in foreign countries and to intimidate them into returning to China to face charges. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.